came through.
But that's actually another good point, because I saw somebody wrote an article about this, and they said this is actually, we could also see it as a good thing in a way, because if you have these people getting to be admitted, then you are also seeing a situation where you reduce some of these problems or some of these groups that you get to see coming up in these communities, where people are going through their own frustrations or depressions and they want to channel that into illegal activities.
Mm.
And then you see now groups that are famously known as junkies and whatever, where people are just they've got their own problems, and then they form gangs at a very young age.
Yes.
And they grow up to be problematic within these communities. So I guess that's a bright side to this that we could look at, that you have people who get this attention and they'll be put away from engaging in the wrong vices altogether.
It is 8:01, and this is where we get to say goodbye. We're breakfast with Sandeep now. I haven't even finished. I was still talking. You're asking me where. We're not going anywhere. So as I was saying, this is where we get to say goodbye with breakfast with Stanbic. But remember that Stanbic Bank is participating in this year's Mining Indaba, which is taking place from the 9th to the 12th of February 2026 in Cape Town, South Africa. Now, this is under the theme Stronger Together, Progress Through Partnerships. And the forum brings together governments, investors, businesses and communities to advance collaboration across Africa's mining value chain.
Maybe you only go to Cape Town. I see what you're trying to do. You only go for the Mining Indaba.
I mean,
we received some messages here of name suggestions. If we had to rename Chinama Hospital, Jeff Wapper says C Mental Hospital. CS says call it Lusaka Mental Health Hospital.
But that mental part there doesn't sit well.
And then TMZ says Correctional Hospital.
Sounds like a prison.
Yeah, right. But anyway, maybe you can keep the names coming through and give us your suggestions. You never know where this could actually go.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. ActionAid Zambia warns against rushed legislation as parliament resumes. Numau urges government to act on mine safety at Mopani copper mines. And in global news, Clintons agree to testify on Epstein as vote looms to hold them in contempt of Congress. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. ActionAid Zambia Country Director Fides Temba Temba has cautioned Parliament against rushing to pass laws as legislators resume business today. Speaking to Phoenix News, Ms. Temba Temba says while the enactment of legislation is important, the speed and manner in which laws are passed, including the contentious Bill 7 in the previous parliamentary sitting, is a cause for concern. She notes that the lack of adequate consultations with key stakeholders on several bills passed during the previous sitting was particularly disappointing. Ms. Temba Temba further states that with this year being an election year, Parliament should refrain from passing and enacting new legislation, as doing so may compromise objectivity when priority should instead be given to addressing concerns raised by constituents.
Parliament actually was, really thirsty in passing a number of legislation. Yes, we appreciate that we need a number of legislation in Zambia, but I think it's at the manner at which these legislation are being enacted by Parliament. Especially that there's no proper consultations and consensus key stakeholders. And some of the, I think, legislation, like what happened with Bill 7, I think it was quite disappointing because we really needed to have a proper consultations. It will not be very objective that Parliament begins to look at enacting specific pieces of legislation.
Meanwhile, the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has emphasized the need for policy reforms in the mining sector, especially in light of rising copper prices. CTPD development economist and policy analyst Natalie Mwila tells Phoenix News that it will also be important to assess the implications following the country's decision to postpone its International Monetary Fund, IMF, program.
Specifically within the mining sector, we are noting that there has been overall good performance with respect to the price, commodity prices for gold and copper over the last quarter. So we obviously do expect that we can see some sort of policy action that is in line with how we can benefit following this price hike that has been observed.
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, is calling on government to urgently intervene at Mopani Copper Mines following a series of fatal accidents, with the latest tragedy on Saturday in Mufulira, where a 28-year-old miner died after being run over by a boomer machine underground. NUMAO President Saul Simunjiga says the continued loss of miners' lives is unacceptable and demands capacity-building programs to address persistent safety lapses. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Simunjiga has highlighted concerns over safety standards and adherence to regulations, particularly by contracting companies like Reliant Mining, which has recorded multiple fatalities recently. He is urging government to enforce compliance and take punitive action against non-compliant contractors to protect miners' lives.
We are calling upon the government, through the minister, the Department of Safety, Mine Safety Department, to move in and build capacity at Mopani and their contractors. We are not going to continue like this. We won't be happy to have production at the expense of somebody's life. For some people's lives, miners' lives. No. Because for us, even one person dying is far too much or too many. We don't want that to continue happening. So the government must take a keen interest through the Minister of Mines and the Department of Safety to quickly arrest the situation. We must now start looking at the punitive measures to companies that keep on endangering lives of these miners.
Government has disclosed that it targets to sponsor over 100,000 students in the next 2 years under the Higher Education Loans and Scholarship Board, HELSIB. Minister of Education Permanent Secretary Dr. Kelvin Mambwe has told Phoenix News in an interview that in the last 4 years, over 35,000 students have been sponsored, representing a 100% increase from 21,000 in 2020. Dr. Mambwe states that currently over 56,000 students are being sponsored under HELSIB. He says government remains committed to ensuring vulnerable students get educated, citing the establishment of new universities like Levi Mwanawasa Medical University and Kapasa Makasa University, among others.
Currently, we are sitting in 56,000. In 2020, before UPND came into office, there were about 21,000 students. But from that time to today, our statistics are showing us 56,000 students that have benefited or are currently benefiting from student loans. So that's a staggering 100%, over 100% increase in the past 4 years. Of course, we're envisaging a situation where we will get to 100,000 in the next year or two if this government continues in office, because it was a very positive policy.
A labor relations expert has cautioned government against considering another 10% partial withdrawal from the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, warning that it may compromise workers' retirement savings. Labor Minister Brenda Tambatamba recently revealed that government is considering another 10% notch on the current 20% partial withdrawal for NAPSA contributors. But Mr. Albert Mando tells Phoenix News that while partial withdrawals offer short-term relief, they are not a structural solution to economic challenges facing workers. Mr. Mando cautions that repeat